Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
With the 89th pick in the 2021 NFL Draft, the Houston Texans select Nico Collins, wide receiver, Michigan.
All right, that is one of the best picks for Nick Caserio. Nico Collins who really shined last year, and I'm telling you, Clint, I know because of the year Nico had and Stephon Diggs and Tank Dell, who they were able to get big returns out of the draft from last year. That's a position that you don't want to see get touched yet. You have been steadfast on that.
They ain't got no business. They ain't got no business.
You're gonna be hot Monday if it happens. And listen, Clint, I'm just telling you, man. I think they are going to go receiver tonight. I think one of these picks are going to be receiver. It's just three things that have happened. One, like, it feels like it's something that they've kind of looked at, and they want to give as much firepower to this team as they can. And two, I was listening to Payne and Pendergast on Wednesday. They had John Harris on, and John Harris came out and he said, "Yeah, I just think maybe we should look at future things here. You know, they could go wide receiver here because Stephon Diggs is only a 1-year deal, and then there is a real possibility you could be without Diggs and Nico Collins next year. So they could draft a wide receiver for a future play." And that triggered in my mind because the day before, Mark Vandermeer joined us, and we were talking about the draft as well. And this is what he said, talking about where the Texans could go in the draft.
Let's say they take a receiver with the second pick in the second
round. Clint, calm down.
That they have.
Easy, Vandy, damn it.
But we faced the very real prospect that heading into free agency next year, you don't have Stephon Diggs and you don't have Nico Collins, right? That's a possibility. Mm-hmm. I'd love to have them both. I don't know. Let's just talk about hypotheticals here for a moment.
Noah Brown, 1-year deal. Yep.
You might need to draft somebody just to develop them, and then maybe you can only re-sign one of those guys. Look, I'd love to see Nico here forever. To me, he's a beloved Texan already, and I love guys who have been here during the tough times, and then they have some good times, and look at the season he had. So I adore Nico Collins as a person and a player. But I'm just talking in real football terms here. You don't have him until you have him.
This is back-to-back days, Clint. Two guys connected to the Texans. Now, I'm not saying they know spitting off things that they were told, but they know how these guys think. They're connected with the Texans, coming out saying the same thing, giving the same reasoning. And then CJ last night said, when the Florida receiver was drafted late in the first round, he said, "Oh, damn. Well, I think we'll still get a receiver anyway." He said that last night. That's three people.
I got it if you want to hear it, Sean.
Let me hear it. Let the people hear it. CJ, he was the one that took me over the top when I heard this last night.
The Niners select.
Wow. Ooh. Your guy.
Well, we probably wasn't going to get a receiver. But, hey, shout out to Pearson.
That was the first reaction I've
seen. Right there. That's three people. CJ, Mark Vandermeer, John Harris.
Good detective work, bro. Not even going to lie.
That's not, I mean, that one, all right, you fooled me once. Now I got two or three. Clint, I'm just telling you, man. I think they're going to draft one of these receivers right here, and it's with one of these second round picks.
Boy, let me tell you what.
He's chewing his gum so hard.
Let me tell you what.
Come on now. Come on, man.
If D'Amico Ryan.
Oh, he's going to.
And Nick Caserio draft a damn receiver with Newton on the board, any of those two or three top corners that are available right now on the board. Hey, man, them linebackers that could potentially be on the board. I know they just signed a one-year deal with a kid out of Cleveland or whatever that was hurt last year, another linebacker on for some depth. They sign another receiver with all those being an issue. Hey, man, yeah, I'm having a problem with it.
We don't like that.
I don't care. I don't care who it is.
You don't care who it is.
No. You're talking about potentially the fifth, sixth, seventh best receiver.
Ladd McConkey?
Yeah, no, man, get out of here. But we got plenty of wide receivers. You got plenty of targets for that quarterback right now. There are positions of need as it pertains to
Keon Coleman.
No, man. I like I like Keon Coleman now. I like
I'm
them big body wide
guys
receivers.
Out there. Someone texted. There are no worthy receivers at 42. No, they're worth. They're going to be worthy receivers there.
Nah, man. Ain't that receiver can't be on the board. Receiver, quarterback, tackle. Cannot be on the board. I mean, those off. Look, if they took a guard center, I could probably get down with that. But I cannot get down with the wide receiver at this point in time. Absolutely not. Look, there's any.
Tyler, you're coming around, aren't you? You hear it, don't you, Tyler? You hear it, Tyler. That's three guys. These guys were pushing the same message back-to-back days.
I mean, offensive players are more exciting, not going to lie.
Okay, well, that.
Yeah, man.
No, I'll take a skilled player. Let's do it.
You got a need. You want to talk about future need? How about safety? You want to talk about future need? How about corner? You want to talk about future need? How about D-line?
Yeah, and receiver. Come on, receivers man. In there, too.
Nah, man. Nah. I'm talking about future as in tomorrow. I'm not talking about next year.
You've got immediate needs
right now. Again, if we're talking about, we're not talking about building a roster. We're not talking about building a 2D. We're talking about the ability to withstand a 17-game schedule, go through injuries, have quality players in depth, and be able to fill in holes. And hopefully, at least with one of these second-round picks, you hit on a guy that by the end of the year is an impact player. Not at the wide receiver. There's not enough balls to go around for a wide receiver right now. Ain't no way.
I just checked the temperature. I just checked the temperature. Two guys saying the same thing. I know they work together, but they're saying the same thing.
I'll bet on it.
No, don't do that.
I'll bet on it.
They say no.
Tyler, did you get that $100 I sent you?
I did. I appreciate it.
Okay. I'll bet on it. Anybody wants to give me some odds, I'll bet
you're
on
that
it.
How confident are you on this?
100%.
110%. 110%.
They'd be crazy to draft a wide receiver.
They wouldn't be crazy.
It'd be crazy
that seems like
to
a big
draft
number.
A wide receiver.
They wouldn't be crazy.
Absolutely nuts.
It wouldn't. It would make sense.
Okay.
It would make sense. Because right now, how many
would
guys?
It would make sense next year if you don't sign one of those two guys back.
But the reason why it would make sense is because the only guys that you have that are guaranteed after this year to be on your team, now I'm not saying you can't sign them, but guarantee that you know are going to be Tank Dell and John Metchie and Xavier Hutchinson. Those are the only guys that are guaranteed. Someone text in. Here we go, back to back. Ron, you're making up things as usual. Second one, Ron, there's a reason Clint is on the radio and not in the draft room.
Yeah.
I love it when people both.
Oh, my God.
He ain't wrong. He is not wrong. Or she, whoever said that, is not wrong.
I'm just saying. Hey, Tyler, Clint would be excited for Ladd. They went up there and got Ladd.
I'm sure he would.
He would.
What's the use of getting excited about? What are you going to get excited about? You going to watch him in training camp?
Watch him in training camp. Watch him become a real one of the four.
Watch
the,
Noah Brown play four. Over the guy that you drafted.
Nah, they wouldn't. Noah Brown wouldn't play over Ladd. He would play. He'd be the fourth.
You're crazy.
My man.
They tried to play everybody and their daughter, I mean, everybody and their son over Tank Dell last year for the first 2 weeks.
John Harris said if Ladd McConkey was there, he would take the card and run it up there. Pick his end immediately. That's Big John Harris.
Yeah, I don't like that. We're not again. We took advantage of a light schedule last year, made a nice run. Quarterback played great. We don't need to start operating like we're the Kansas City Chiefs.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us, and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.